Welcome to the Barnes Morning Ag News for the 18th of November right here in the Colorado Ag News Network. It's brought to you in part by...
The Colorado Farm Bureau is inviting you to join them for their 2019 annual meeting at the Renaissance Denver Stapleton Hotel on November 22nd to the 24th. The meeting will be one to remember with enhancements to the already wonderful program. To view a complete agenda and to get registered, please visit ColoradoFarmBureau.com.
This is Brian Ulmer, and here's what's making it to the top of the barn in Ag News this Monday morning. The head of the AFL-CIO is warning House Democrats not to speed up approval of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, strongly backed by agriculture and business. Richard Trumka told the Washington Post that the USMCA is far from complete and predicted the trade deal worth billions in new export sales for agriculture and business would be defeated if a vote's taken before Thanksgiving. The Washington Post reports that support from the 12.5 million member AFL-CIO would be critical in winning many House Democratic votes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters just last week that a deal with the White House on implementing legislation and that her goal was to pass USMCA this year. Asked about Trumka's opposition, Speaker Pelosi seemed to skirt the question.
We have shared values with the AFL-CIO and believe that the growth of our economy is blessed with more participation from collective bargaining, workplace safety, all of that. So I think we will see what the implementation is, what the enforcement is.
Trumka and the AFL-CIO claim Mexico has not made a strong enough commitment to labor reforms, especially in their budget, to keep U.S. jobs from moving south. At the American Farm Bureau Federation, trade advisor Dave Salmonson says he's still hopeful despite all the complications.
Well, I still think it can get done even with the complications. There is a process to go through. Things can go through quickly if Congress wants it to, but they have to come to that agreement so that they can get that implementing bill for USMCA sent by the administration up to Congress, and then Congress can move pretty quickly if people want it to go.
And organized labor is just one complication. Impeachment is another that could affect trade vote timing and coordination with the White House. Though Speaker Pelosi argues USMCA and impeachment are unrelated. Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the second round of market facilitation program payments that will be heading out to farmers suffering from trade retaliation by foreign nations. Those payments are expected to begin this week, the week before Thanksgiving. Producers of eligible commodities will now be eligible to 25% of the total payment expected, in addition to the 50% they already received. Perdue said in a statement, the second round of payments, along with the already provided disaster assistance, will give farmers who've had a tough year due to unfair trade retaliation and natural disasters much-needed funds in time for Thanksgiving. While we continue to have confidence in the president's negotiations with China, this money will show that President Trump is following through on his promise to help and support farmers as he continues to fight for fair market access. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump authorized the USDA to provide up to $16 billion in aid through various programs, which is in line with the estimated impact of the retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural goods and other trade disruptions. In other national ag news, Dean Foods, one of America's largest dairy companies, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy just last week. A new food economy report says that leaves a lot of dairy producers up in the air about where they'll be selling their milk in the future. The timing of the bankruptcy couldn't be worse, as milk prices are still low, even though they've bounced back somewhat in recent months. In that announcement last week, Dean Foods said it was engaged in advanced talks with Dairy Farmers of America, or DFA, about a possible acquisition. DFA is the country's biggest dairy cooperative. However, one antitrust expert says the potential deal causes serious concerns about anti-competitive activity. Cooperatives negotiate with processors like Dean Foods on behalf of producers to get the best price they can for their farmers. Peter Karstensen, a University of Wisconsin law school professor, said in a statement, "The problem with DFA is the conflict of interest that will result from trying to lower prices to farmers to increase their revenue as a milk producer." Some farmers have accused the co-op in the past of trying to suppress milk prices to maximize its profits. DFA represents over 13,000 dairy producers and controls 30% of the milk production in the United States. And in Colorado Ag News, the Colorado Department of Agriculture and the Colorado State University Extension are presenting an inaugural Family Farm Transition Summit December 9th and 10th in Westminster, Colorado. Agricultural lenders, wealth advisors, certified public accountants, and attorneys are invited to attend and help achieve outcomes of increased awareness of available services and an increased network of service providers. Mark Gallegos, Technical Services Section Chief for the CDA, said, "Our partnership with CSU Extension will help us establish a team of professionals through the Family Farm Transition Summit with their skills to work with ag families to develop and implement their succession plan. The goals of the Family Farm Transition Summit is to increase the number of farms and ranch families that successfully transfer their businesses to the next generation and that begin and complete the process of succession and estate planning. Jeff Turnell, agricultural and business management economist at Coppola State University, said estate planning and farm succession are two of the most critical issues faced by farmers and ranchers in Colorado and around the world. Turnell continued, given the worldwide importance of sound farm succession planning, it is critical that people helping farmers and ranchers, attorneys, accountants, coaches, facilitators, and others have an understanding of both the personal and business aspects faced by producers as they transition their farms and ranches to future generations. Topics to be covered at the Family Farm Transition Summit, December 9th and 10th in Westminster, include the importance of creating a succession plan, reasons why farmers and ranchers do not have succession plans, a banker's perspective, and mediation services as well. You can view the full Family Farm Transition Summit agenda online at coppola.gov/ag or by following the link posted online inside the barn. This event is limited to 100 participants and early online registration is encouraged. And for even more information, you can contact Mark Gallegos at 303-869-9093. And on November 14th, Joyce McConnell officially became the 15th president of Coppola State University. At her investiture or inauguration ceremony at the University Center for the Arts, McConnell, who has been on the job since July 1st, was surrounded by her family, former colleagues from West Virginia University, her CSU executive leadership team, faculty, staff, and students during the music-filled 90-minute ceremony in Griffin Concert Hall. The ceremony was part of a 3-day event-filled inauguration celebration as she becomes the first woman to serve as president in CSU's 150-year history. The former provost at West Virginia, cheered on by her former boss, President Gordon Gee, quoted alumna Grace S.B. Patton, who was in CSU's second graduation class, and said, "In these days, it's a good thing to be a woman, better still to be a Colorado woman. As a recently minted Colorado woman, I'd say that's true in these days as well. And I'd add that it's even better still to be the president of this outstanding Colorado institution of higher education at this pivotal time in history." You can watch her entire inauguration speech online at source.colostate.edu. And finally, the Colorado Ag Water Alliance is hosting an Ag Water Workshop, Preserving Irrigated Ag and Groundwater, November 20th at Sargent Junior High School in Monta Vista, Colorado from 6 to 9 p.m. Presentations and speakers include a Subdistrict 1 fallowing program and farmers' experiences with Sheldon Rocky, which includes a Subdistrict 1 board and local producers, cutting a few inches of water here and there, practices that may reduce water and maintain productivity with local producer Brian Newfield, as well as a presentation by Kawa's Greg Peterson about groundwater conservation programs in the West. Could they work here? And then later that evening, a video on the Five Ditches Project on the Rio Grande and Rio Grande Stream Management Plan with Danielle Boyce from the Rio Grande Headwaters Restoration Project. You can view a complete agenda and register online for your free meal by visiting agwater_monty.eventbrite.com. As always, there's more on today's stories, plus the latest national, regional, and more Colorado Ag news online at farmmedia.net.